Blog Talk Radio.
If God doesn't want it, then I don't. I guess it just ain't for me. Listen.
I used to think I knew what was best for me. Praying and asking.
AKA Lady Diva. I have a new upcoming guest with me, gospel singer-songwriter. Her name is Krista Dene. Krista Dene, are you with me this evening? Hello, Krista Dene, are you with me this evening? Hey. Hey, can you call on the show real quick? I'm not hearing her. Make sure someone's... Hurry up and call the guest line number. Hurry up. Are you calling? Come here.
I'm
Hello, can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Brenda? I can hear you, yes.
All right, good. I was almost getting ready to turn everything off. Obviously, it must have been your phone.
Yeah, that's what it must have been. I'm so sorry about that.
That's okay. We're live right now. So what I'm going to do is go ahead and play another song. Make sure our sound check where we can hear each other clearly. So I've already played If God Doesn't Want It. So what I'm going to do is go ahead and spin another one of your songs. I'm going to play You Amaze Me, and we'll be right back. Can you hear me?
Yep, I'm here. Sounds good.
Okay.
Love me.
everyone. Thank you for still tuning in. We had a few technical problems earlier, but everything's fine. Anyone is welcome to call the free guest line number at 657-383-0771. Now to continue, I have an upcoming guest. She is a gospel singer-songwriter. Her name is Krista Dene. Krista Dene, can you hear me now?
I sure can, Brenda.
All right, and now I've already played, If God Doesn't Want It. Now, that's the single that's out right now, the new single?
Yep, that's correct.
All right, can you tell us briefly a little bit about yourself, about who and how you got inspired to write gospel music?
Well, my parents actually met in a band. My mom was a singer, my dad was a musician, so there was always a lot of music in the home, always very passionate about listening to different kinds of music. I started piano lessons, and I sang my first duet with my mom when I was six, and ever since then, I've just always been into like harmonizing and arranging. I wrote my first song when I was 11, and I've been writing songs and performing them in church from a really young age, and just continue to grow that craft ever since. I went to school for music education, and so I part-time teach music, but obviously I'm still heavily doing my music as well.
Right, right. So where and what college did you got your degree in your musical education, and can you name the college, please?
Sure. I received my degree from the University of Valley Forge. It's a sweet little Christian school, but they really have their priorities in order when it comes to music. So I'm honored to have graduated from there.
Oh, okay then. And also, I see that on your website, you have the secured your lead in classics such as Handel's Messiah and others. Can you explain briefly about some of those?
Yeah, sure. So the voice lessons that I've received growing up, I've had them in high school and a little bit in elementary school as well. It was always classical based. And also my extended family is very musical as well. So I've had opportunities to, whether there was like a Christmas or Easter concert in high school or throughout college, or if my uncle, he has a classical choir, he also gave me many opportunities. So classical is my background, but the songs I wrote weren't. So figured out how to sing and apply that training to the styles that I write.
Right. And I see that you have toured with several choirs that took you to a lot of countries like Romania and Turkey, France, Spain, England, all over the U.S. as well, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I think I even missed Cuba in there.
Wow. So also, do you play any other instrument than keyboard?
I've had to learn them just because of the nature of my music education degree. You have to be prepared to teach any instrument. If it's a band opportunity, you have to be able to teach some band instruments. If it's strings opportunity, same thing. So I've had to be pretty proficient in most instruments, but the one that I'm most comfortable with expressing myself is definitely keyboard handout.
Okay, so what are your accomplishments in your music now?
Well, I received the Kindred Award last year, which is pretty exciting. The Kindred Awards on the East Coast is an award show for different Christian artists, and they actually find you and nominate you. It's not something that you can volunteer for. So once I received the R&B and Soul Award, that was really, really huge for me, helped to put me on the map, give me some other opportunities, and then also releasing my EP about 2 years ago, which we just heard the main song from the EP, You Amaze Me, and then obviously this new success with this single, which was self-produced with my husband and I. So I'm really, really grateful that we're able to be the producers for all the music coming up, and I think that is my biggest accomplishment, to say, yeah, I actually produced that.
So you're the co-owner of Krista Court Production?
Yes, I am. That is our own record label company that is in charge of doing my music.
Okay, okay. Now, how did you come up with the title of the song, the new single, If God Doesn't Want It? Is there a certain story behind that?
Kind of. I think some of my other songs have more deeper stories just because there's a lot of songs that I go through experiences, like direct experiences, and that makes me write a particular song. If God Doesn't Want It, however, it was one of those songs where some I feel like I co-write with God, and then this one was just like he just did it all, and I was just kind of like writing and playing the piano
yeah.
as fast as I could get it in my head. This song just kind of came. The words I actually wrote when I was 13, the chords are a little bit different, and I revamped it again when I was 16, and then I revamped it. The version that you hear now is the most recent one. The title was very intuitive. If God Doesn't Want It is the first thing out of my mouth when the song started with the chorus. And I feel like it really encapsulates the song, but also leaves it on a cliffhanger. It's like, if God doesn't want it, what? Like, I feel like that's kind of like a can of worms, like a conversation piece. So I
yeah.
really, really like the title there.
Right, right, right. So, what about the song You Amaze Me?
You Amaze Me is different. It was definitely, I actually remember writing that one. I was in high school. I just received my first MacBook, so it was really exciting. And they have GarageBand on there, and I was like having a ball. So that whole
yeah.
summer, I actually just spent in my room on my MacBook writing tons and tons of songs. And You Amaze Me was one of those songs that started from looking out my window. And if you know this, the first lyric is actually, look out my window, see the wind blow through the trees. It was literally exactly what I was experiencing in that moment. I felt like I was writing in my room, and God felt very personal to me, and I just felt really overwhelmed by how cool he was. So that was my experience with that one. It's actually a really, really cute little inside joke between God and I could say.
Right, right. So what I would like for you to mention is your website information.
Yeah, you got it. So all you have to do is go to Krista Danae, that's CHRISTADEANA.com. There's plenty for you to find. I have my own blog on there. I post once a week, get to know me better, some food for thought, understanding why I do what I do, what I'm passionate about. You can also buy the new and upcoming music on there. Most importantly, on the homepage, you can subscribe to my mailing list, which is super important because that's where you get to be the first to find out about all the upcoming music, behind the scenes, merchandise. You have the absolute inside scoop. You are part of the Hope family. So please make sure to go on my homepage and subscribe to my mailing list at KristaDanae.com.
All right. All right. Also, I want to ask, are you on any social sites? Can you give that information as well? Any social sites you're on?
Absolutely. So, again, that's Krista Danae. Everything's at Krista Danae. That's the positive of having a unique spelling name. You can go to Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, YouTube, you name it, all at CHRISTADEANA.
All right. All right. Now, can you name briefly the churches or and facilities where you worship and educate at?
Yes, absolutely. So Power in the Cross, I love you guys so much. They have been a wonderful outlet for me. I lead praise and worship there, and they have all these different kinds of revivals. I mean, they are so passionate, and it's really helped me to grow my craft. So I'm really, really grateful to be a part of Power in the Cross Ministries right in Norristown, Pennsylvania. Love you guys.
All right, all right. We have a caller that just called in, area code 904. Go ahead and state your name, please.
Yes, my name is Greg. How you doing, Brenda?
Hey, Greg.
All right, how you doing? I want to ask the guest that is there an anointed edge on your music?
That's a good question, Greg. I really appreciate that. It's so
mm-hmm.
funny because a lot of people, we do use the word anointed so freely. I personally
yeah.
think that it's one of those things that you experience and you just know. It's not a word that you can just freely throw around just because somebody has talent, you know.
No.
Talent and anointing are two different things. And I pray constantly for that that humble, anointed spirit, that when people hear me sing, when people experience me ministering, they actually feel different than the way that they came in. And by God's grace, that has happened consistently. But with a humble spirit, 100%, I do think that people have used the word anointed to describe my ministry, and I'm really, really grateful for that.
Mike. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Well,
you have a good night.
You too.
Thank you, Greg. Thank you, Greg, for calling on the show again. Much appreciated for your support.
All right. Thank you. All right. You have a good night. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, Krista. Collaborating with Greg's question, all that you have been through, do you believe that there is this your ministry to reach people, the way to the Lord, you know? Is this your call to do?
Absolutely, 100%. I do believe that I'm called to be a mentor. I know God wanted me to receive my music education degree, and I've used that to bring a lot of my students to Jesus by His grace. But I know that 100%, from a very, very young age, that He didn't give me these songs on accident, that they weren't just supposed to sit with me or stay local even. I knew that I was supposed to spread my message and my testimony as far as possible. So it took some time getting over my fear, getting over insecurities of what if people don't like my music, or what if people don't like me as an artist and whatever, and just coming down to the true fact that if you're called, God is behind you 100%. And so now I have that peace knowing that this is what I was created to do and that there's nothing else that I'd rather do.
Yes. And I believe that we meeting each other was no accident.
Mm-hmm.
So,
absolutely.
Your video on YouTube, particularly a biography, that's really deep. Really deep. That's a message, a lot of messages in that video that you talked about yourself and how you came about and your purpose and the reason why you're into writing and producing music.
Mhm.
And
yeah,
that
video was definitely hard, but I agree. Thank you so much.
Yeah. So what I'm going to do is give you a brief break and play another one of your songs. And this one I want to spin is called Revive Me. Is there a story behind this song as well?
There is, actually. This is one of the more perplexing stories, I would say. I was actually at Andrews University, because that's where I studied for a few years in Michigan before I transferred to University of Valley Forge, and I was terribly sick, very, very, very sick. They found nodules on my thyroid, and they thought that there was a chance that I had cancer, and so I was almost done finishing my degree, and literally like 2 months before this year ended, I had to leave. Just get up and leave everything, because I was in bed completely sick and my heart was broken. And I wrote that song on the plane, crying on my way home to absolutely nothing, not knowing what was going on, really trying to figure out what in the world is God doing up there. So this was a prayer, and it often comforts me just asking God, you know, sometimes in you're in that situation and you don't really know what to pray, but you know you need to be revived. And so that's where the song Revive Me came from.
All right. I believe I've already played the song earlier, but I will play it again, and we'll be right back.
What are you doing up there? Should I trust you while I watch you turn everything around in a way I didn't plan? What are you doing up there?
peace. I'm concerned that my faith is wavering, but I know you know best, and all I ask is revive me, to transform me. The plan you have for me is exactly what I need. Remold me, recreate me. Even if I don't know how, I can pray and ask you to revive me. What are you thinking of there? Did you decide?
By Krista Denae, everyone. Please call on the show at 657-383-0771. I am your host with the most, Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva. I love that one. I really love that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Now, what is the ultimate desire that you want people to get out of your music, Krista?
I would sum it up in the word hope. Hope is pretty much what I stand for overall. I feel like there's a lot of darkness and a lot of just people feeling lost and like they don't really understand what's going on, and They just feel like without hope. And so what I try to do is to encourage people, you know, you can get through this. You will get through this. There is a point to living. You have a calling. You have a purpose. And all you have to do is find out what that is. Be true to yourself. Be true to God. And you can absolutely have hope, peace, and joy, just like in the video that I say that your joy and your peace is not based on your circumstances. It's based on your relationship with God. And so through my example and through my blogs and through my music, I really try to pass that on to everyone else.
Wow. Yes. Thank you for the message. Thank you for the information. You're such a bright person. You're full of light. You're very catchy. You can draw persons towards you. I love your music and what you produce, and more blessings to you, Krista.
Thank you so much, Brenda.
And what are your future aspirations in the music industry, Krista?
Well, I would like to definitely be as popular as possible, but not for the sake of being popular, just so that people can know about my music. I like to think about Michael Jackson a lot, just because not everybody knows all of his songs, but everybody has their Michael Jackson jam. It doesn't matter who you are. Like, there's one of his songs that really spoke to you across the board. And so I really would like for my music to speak the same way, especially since he was open-minded and influenced by many different kinds of music in different cultures. I like to emulate the exact same thing in my music. And I don't want my music just to be for Christians. I don't think my calling isn't to preach to the four walls. Even though I have a Christian message, I would like for it to be food for thought to anybody that's searching. So as many people that can hear and grab a jam from one of my songs, then I have definitely achieved what I tried to accomplish.
So I see you have another single that's coming out. Here.
Mm-hmm.
Can you briefly?
Yeah, I'm really excited.
Can you briefly tell us all about that, your upcoming music project?
Absolutely. So here is a new single that will be coming out the end of April, and it's very smooth. If it were a color, it would kind of be like a burnt orange. The message of the song is that God is with you, and even if you can't see him in your circumstance or you can't really feel him, I actually say that in the lyrics. I know you can't hear me, but I am with you. Open up your eyes, open up your mind, and see that my arms are completely wrapped around you. So the whole song is supposed to feel very warm, like a nice hot cup of tea or a nice warm hug.
Yeah.
Very, very comforting. Yeah.
Right, right. Can you sing a quick note for us on air? Can you do that right now?
Yeah, sure. I'll just sing the chorus.
Okay.
I'm here holding your hand, fulfilling the plan that's made for you. I'm here and I never left. Trust that my love will see you through. I'm here.
Oh, yeah. You got it. So it sounds so simple and so easy. So I don't know the word for it, but you're good. You're really good.
Thank you.
You have an album coming in the fall, right? With
I sure
songs.
Do.
Okay. How many songs can you tell us will be in the album coming this fall?
It's going to be a compilation of 10 tracks. So it's going to be all new songs. The EP was released earlier, but this one is going to have If God Doesn't Want It. It's also going to have Here. It's going to have another single called I Ain't Worried, which is another jam to give people that authority to live a stress-free life. And the overall album, it's self-entitled, and it really walks through the Christian journey, the victories, the triumphs, but also the lows and the questions and the perplexing moments, but ultimately drawing us back to remembering how much we've overcome, witnessing other people's testimonies and witnessing God for ourselves, which will just end on a high note entitled Shine Your Light. I'm giving a lot of information. But it's going to be a really, really wonderful album.
You can stop wherever you want.
That's okay. You make me talk, Brenda. It's a good thing.
I'm sorry. Okay.
No, you're fine.
Okay. Now, on the song title, If God Doesn't Want It, who is the rap artist that's in there that you got featured in there? What's his name?
This is my favorite question to answer because it's actually my husband, and his rap name is Young One. Yeah.
So is he going to rap some more in your album coming this fall?
Unfortunately, he won't be on any of the other tracks on the album because he is focusing on helping to produce the rest of it. But he will actually also be debuting his single upcoming.
Oh,
so that's exciting, too. Yeah.
Well, you go tell him to holler at me so I can get him in.
I will. You got it.
All right. So do you have any upcoming performances? Do live performances in your community?
I do. Pretty much every weekend I am gone, just ministering somewhere, which I love. I'm made to do it, so it just feels right. But if you are, let's see, in New Jersey, you can find me the 21st of April twice, actually, on Friday night, one at 7 and then another one at 10 p.m. Make sure to subscribe to my mailing list so you can get all the details for that. And then at the end of April, that following weekend, you'll be able to find me in Southern Virginia. And then in May, you'll be able to find me in two different places, one near Collegeville, Pennsylvania, and then another in Chestnut Hill. So I'm everywhere. Hopefully you'll be able to find me on the East Coast. And if you're on the West Coast, I'm coming to you. Just pray on that, right? I'm coming to you.
All right. Well, I live down here in Evansville, Indiana. So hopefully if you're around in Ohio or in Indianapolis, just hit Evansville, Indiana. Hit me up. I'll set you up. I have a new venue for gospel artists is here in my town. So hopefully you get to come up this way, Krista.
Yeah, that sounds perfect, Brenda. Let's definitely talk about that after the show.
All right. So do you do any like charity for your community with your talent? You represent any organization to help the needy or children or anything like that in your community using your skills and your talent?
I do, and I think that's definitely the most rewarding. I perform at a lot of block parties for free just because they're right in the middle of the street, and you don't know who you're going to be able to reach in that moment. So I love doing that. And then also with Power in the Cross, it's actually a nonprofit organization, the church that I go to. It's kind of weird, but they do a lot of outreach, feeding the homeless, helping people to get jobs, helping people to get housing. It's so crazy because even one of the girls that I met that they found in a homeless shelter, she's getting married and she asked me to be her matron of honor, and it's like crazy cool. So I mean, you can ask for better stuff to happen with outreach. You make friends and you bring people to Jesus, you meet family. It's just awesome.
Well, you're amazing, Krista. You really are amazing. You're like a big bright ball of light to me.
Oh, praise God. Thank you so much.
So we're almost at the end of our showcase here. You can give a shout out to any supporters that supported you on your spiritual journey through your music. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Mom and Dad, you are the greatest. I love you guys so much. Thank you so much for believing in me and praying and anointing me and believing in my gift. That means so much to me. Honey, you are a godsend. I couldn't do this without you. We're a perfect match. Thank you so much for rapping on my album. I know that you really didn't want to at first, but God called you to rap, and I'm glad that you're using it, and I'm glad that you're doing your own stuff. Again, Power in the Cross, thank you so much for that opportunity that you constantly give me to reach other people. It makes my job so fulfilling that I can't imagine doing this without the outreach and the platforms that you provide. And my brother and his wife and my nephews, you guys are the greatest fans in the world, and I just love you. And my students, I can't forget my students. Oh, my goodness. You are my children. You know that. Be good. I love you. I'll see you Monday.
All right. All right. Y'all hear that? You guys, get on her. So I would like for you to mention your website information and what social sites you're on for the last time, please. Go ahead.
So don't forget, you want to go to KristaDenae.com. KristaDenae. Subscribe to that mailing list so we can stay in touch. You can find out all about this upcoming music behind the scenes. You'll be the first to know. And for merchandise as well, my blogs, my social media pages, KristaDenae, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook. Did I say Facebook? I'm not sure. but anywhere, you can just Google me and you will find me. We can connect. The new singles available everywhere, wherever you listen to music streaming. So there's plenty of ways for us to keep in touch. Just go on that internet for KristaDenae.
All right, all right. You hear that, guys? And last but not least, the last question is, what are your words of wisdom that you want to give to people out here in the world today? Or do you have a message to pass along here, you know, like any advice on life stages or any advice for people who wants to get into the music industry? You have anything, a message or anything?
Absolutely, absolutely. This is for people that are in the music industry or just trying to figure out life in general. If I could give one word of wisdom, I will pass on to keep fighting. And I know that sometimes life can get really exhausting, especially if you have a dream and it doesn't seem like that, like you planted the seed in the ground, but it doesn't seem like it's growing. I want you to know that everything that you do does count. God sees your heart. God sees your efforts. Just keep watering that plant and you will reap what you sow. Have hope. Keep the faith. Keep fighting because it will absolutely all work out together in the end.
Oh, amen. Thank you for that. Thank you. If there's anything else you want to mention on air, please do so now.
Anything else I'd like to mention on the air? Let's see. I think I've you know what? I can tag in Krista Court Productions. If you are looking for services, if you're a new artist and you're not really sure what to do with your songs, like you have a melody but you don't have words, you have words but you don't have music, or you don't play instruments, Krista Court Productions is the service to help you get your feet on the ground and be prepared for those other production companies, or at least just give you a soundtrack to sing to. You can go to my website and you can message me on my website. There's a contact information there. And we have a couple clients already. So come join the Krista Court Productions fam and we'll be more than happy to help you out.
Wow. Thank you for that. Wow. Thank you for that. And Krista, thank you for this evening. Thank you for your participation. Sorry, it kind of started off kind of bumpy earlier, but we got through. And anyone who had missed the show, they can still listen to it just by clicking on the link. And more blessings to you in your musical journey, Krista.
Thank you.
Any new upcoming projects, please look me up. Get you coming back on here as a returning guest. And thank you
awesome.
So much for blessing. I will be playing
thank
the
you,
last
Brenda.
Song. Uh-huh. I will play I Surrender by Krista Denae. And Krista, thank you. You have a blessed evening.
Same to you, Brenda.
All right, everyone. This is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva, signing out. Here is I Surrender by Krista Denae.
My plan, I give you my air.